Hey marketers, if you want to get the latest news, trends, and insights in marketing, advertising, and tech, check out the Adweek Podcast Network. Learn from leading voices across media and marketing with original shows like Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, Marketing Vanguard, and Tech Magic with Kathy Hackle. Start listening now by searching Adweek wherever you listen to podcasts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.
You're listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, a show where we discuss trends, marketing, pop culture, and Snoop going smokeless, because at the end of the day, everything is an ad. Welcome back from Thanksgiving break. I'm Rebecca Stewart, Adweek's brand editor for Europe, and lucky me, because by my side, I have Adweek's one and only Liz Corona. How's things, Liz?
Very good, my friend. How are you doing?
Good. I'm looking forward to today's chat. Joining us, we have the Martin Agency's Alison Apperson and Chase Reet to talk us through that Snoop announcement that almost broke the internet last week. But before we get into that, we have some quick programming reminders for you. First up, don't miss our final Adweek event of the year, Adweek X in LA on December the 4th. We have a stellar lineup planned, including Impossible Foods CEO Pete McGuinness and the one and only Rob McElhenney. And over on podcast, listen in to our Marketing Vanguard podcast hosted by Adweek CXO Jenny Rooney, where we hear from the CMO of Timex.
And if you haven't already subscribed to this podcast or want to learn about all the other shows on the Adweek Podcast Network, feel free to go to adweek.com/podcast and then follow us on social at Adweek on every platform. If you have any questions, suggestions, or kind words, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com or you can hit us up on LinkedIn.
I have an announcement. I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop. Smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. Done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all sticky icky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Clever.
Now, without further ado, let's jump into our conversation with the Martin Agency's creative director, Alison Apperson, and copywriter, Chase Street.
So hi both, welcome. How are you doing?
Doing good. Hey, Rebecca. Hey, Luz. Thanks for having us.
Doing well. Okay. Thanks for having us.
We're so excited
to have you. Yeah, we're so excited. We're speaking over each other.
We're both
you
very
guys
excited.
Did it first.
it's been a
bumper week for the Morrison Agency. And in the unlikely event that our listeners missed this campaign that we're going to be talking about, Snoop Dogg pretty much broke the internet last week when he announced to his 83 million Instagram followers that he was giving up smoke. But the post was, of course, an ad. It was a teaser for a fire pit collab with Texas-based brand Solo Stove. So first things first, Alison, maybe you can lead this one. Can you tell us a little bit about the brief, what it looked like, and who you think the audience is?
Sure. After the fact, I think the audience was kind of everyone. My mom and my dad definitely were proud of this. And Chase's mom and dad, too, I bet. But our audience, you know, they have a built-in customer base at Solo Stove, and it's kind of probably a lot of us people here, folks with backyards, people in their 30s, mid-30s, just like having a chill evening with friends. And, you know, a fire pit brand is a great brand, but it's kind of like a cozy vibe. And the brief was, how do you open people's eyes to this brand that had like 7% awareness in the category and overall, like, how do you do it? So we tried a bunch of things at first, and I can let Chase speak to that a little bit later. There were a bunch of things thrown at the wall. And this idea wasn't the last idea per se, but it was one that happened later in the game. And the brief truly was, make some noise and get us some awareness. And all I knew about the pits is that they were smokeless. That's their big RTB. It's their big selling point. They've engineered this thing really well so that when there's a fire, when it gets hot enough, there's a second burn. They call it the secondary burn. And the smoke kind of is recycled through some holes in the stove. If the folks that make the stoves are listening, I'm doing a poor job of explaining it. But hey, it's fire. I'm an artist. And you should look them up online. They're pretty great. But there's no smoke from the stove. And that's kind of like the core of who they are. It's what separates them. Like, I have long hair. So when I sit by a fire, you can relate to this, I'm sure. Like, I leave smelling like it.
Yeah.
So, it's an interesting place to be. It's an interesting reason to buy them. And we kind of just went from that and ran with it.
That's so great. And you know what, Allison? I think what's so interesting is you said that the brand awareness was at 7% before all of this.
That's what we hear.
Wow. And now it's pretty much taken over like all media outlets, including non-advertising. Like when you see a campaign go like be covered by CNN, USA Today, and like all these like non-advertising trades, that's pretty impactful. I hope you guys are celebrating that because that's pretty huge.
Yeah, we definitely are. Somehow we got a stove in Rolling Stone, so that felt pretty good. It felt like a win.
That's huge. Now, depending on who you speak to, Snoop can be deemed as like not the most brand safe ambassador. So was it a hard sell selling him to the clients?
I think Chase is best to answer this one. You've got a lot of knowledge on this.
Chase, give us the tea.
Yeah, well, I think anyone who thinks Snoop is not a brand safe ambassador should turn on their TV for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Like anyone who's good enough for Petco, Skechers, Corona, and the list goes on and on. If you think that they're unsafe for your brand, you might want to think about taking off the bubble wrap, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, we knew that the nature of the idea, the nature of if we were going to get something sold through, it was going to be something that had teeth. And I think if you start from a place like that, Snoop Dogg not being brand safe isn't exactly part of the conversation, especially given like once Solo Stove heard this idea, it kind of caught fire within their own halls, you know, and there was never any really looking back. There was never any looking back toward any potential pitfalls as far as Snoop was concerned. Everybody was fully on board.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Chase, I want to know what ideas you threw at the wall that didn't stick, the ones Allison mentioned.
They don't have Snoop, but they're good ones.
We had a few things just around, like, making a better fire. Like, you know, the god Zeus being really mad that mortals outdid him. We had a couple of, like, just different things, like, playing tropes of, like, It's a better version than the campfire that's smoky and has that guy who plays off-tune guitar next to it. It was very, like, a little bit set him up, knock him down of, like, what's the worst fire in the world? This is better than that. And I think that all of those things honestly paled in comparison to when we landed on Snoop because it was such a simple thing. Solo Stove has a smokeless fire pit. Snoop is the most famous smoker in the world.
Yep.
And scene like that. That was it. You need two sentences to wrap your head around this. And I think that was the magic of it.
That's so great. I mean, Greek mythology would have been cool too, but I feel like this is a very big pop cultural moment. So hats off to you guys. Now, Chase, I feel like this question is more towards you. Now, the copy is on point with Snoop Dogg's own personal brand. I mean, you have him saying his clothes are smelling all sticky icky, quote unquote. And that is hilarious. So, like, how closely did you collaborate with his team and how did you balance his persona while staying true to your client, Solo Stove's brand voice and tone?
So as far as collaboration goes, Snoop's team was great throughout this entire process. They were extremely helpful in preparing us for getting the most out of the day, getting the most out of the partnership, what was and wasn't cool. So we knew that before we even started writing. But Snoop is a really busy guy. So we came in knowing that we wanted him to make it his own and we weren't going to necessarily get a lot of back and forth as to what wasn't. What was and wasn't great for him ahead of the production. So we made a script with the intent that it was malleable. We had a lot of discussion in the pre-pro around letting Snoop be Snoop between our clients, between our directors, between ourselves. And we knew what the main points we wanted to hit were, and also knew that it would be best if he made it his own. To that end, clothes smelling all sticky icky. I did not write that. None of us wrote that. That was all him. That was a take. And that was, that is also what it is to work with Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. Like, it is bar none, the best improv celebrity I've ever worked with in my life. He walks in, he sits down, he says, you guys might want to roll on this one, and just goes and gives you 3 different reads, 5 different reads, 10 different reads. He's writing the entire time we're there. And at one point I just threw up my hands. I'm like, why am I here? He's so much better.
Chase, at like 10 points, you threw up your hands. Yeah, there were a lot of amazing moments like that. I was counting.
It was very much that. Like, the man is a better copywriter than most I've met, including myself. And there were plenty of times where, you know, he'd just say something and I was like, that's the perfect line. And I did not write that. That is annoying, but also amazing. And that, I think that that was the most fun part of working with him, was just seeing what he did to the stuff we gave him. Like, we didn't know what the script was going to look like going in, and that was the right approach.
Hey there, podcast fam. Are you ready to break free from the social media rut? Hold on to your hatch, because we've got just the thing for you. Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for leveling up your online presence. Whether you're a personal brand or a company, they've got the tools and know-how to take you to the next level. With Viral Growth, forget about those endless hours of video editing. They handle everything from brainstorming to polishing your content, so you can just focus on being awesome. And guess what? We're hooking you up with a sweet deal. Use code ADWEEK for 10% off when you sign up. Ready to take your social media game to the next level? Head on over to viralgrowth.io and let's turn those digital dreams into a reality.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/generate to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/generate. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
That's amazing. I love hearing that a celeb you kind of admire or think is cool is actually really nice and clever and funny too, because you hear so many bad stories about like diva celebs. So it's good to know that Snoop isn't one of them. But Alison, a question for you, like, this is more than, you know, a video campaign that is kind of multifaceted. And I have to say, some of the creative assets are so good. Like, Liz and I were looking through just the images of Snoop like staring wistfully, sitting next to his fire. It really tickled me. But can you talk a little bit about, like, beyond the TV campaign, where you're taking this work?
Yeah, we did a thing that you normally don't do in advertising. Usually you want, like, that 360 campaign. You want out of home, you want TV, you want social, you want the funny stills that tickled you. I'm so glad they did. But we started social first, and it really was this post from Snoop saying, we're going smokeless. I'm giving up smoke after a number of years. We started there, and we knew we had to resolve that, so we thought we would do that in a TV spot. So those two pieces were on the table. TV was kind of a surprise. They had a buy and a place for it, and we had a script, and once we had a Snoop, it was a no-brainer, do TV. But then these things kind of were hurled at us and kind of at lightning speed, but we're all so excited to work on it that we went for it. They have an amazing out-of-home buy in New York. It's another thing creatives always pitch, you know, in Times Square, the billboards, the big ones. You don't always get those, but they had those too. So now if you're in New York this week, you can see Snoop Dogg roasting a marshmallow in Times Square. That's literally the out-of-home. And it's so charming and lovely and unexpected to see in a place like New York or anywhere. But we rounded it out with some social videos. I think to Chase's point about Snoop being a master of improv, like, he's also just a master of comedy. The images are funny. The social's funny. We cut what we call, like, a chaos cut of his bloopers and called it the Snooper Reel, and that's out on Solo Stove's channel. And he gave us so much gold. It was wonderful. Like, at one point, they stopped rolling, and the man literally, like, wrote us another 30-second spot that was just a rap about Solo Stove, and our ECD is texting us, like, keep rolling, always be rolling, because he just, like, kept delivering and delivering. And, yeah, we ended up with an accidental 360 campaign for a brand that hasn't done that before ahead of Black Friday. We're really excited for them. We're really excited for us. And we know Snoop is laughing at home. He's posting more content than we thought we'd get. Did you guys see those? Like, the natural high post? He's playing along, and it's kind of amazing.
I love
that's so great. And you know what, like, I because I remember from content production side, like, being agency side, that's what you want, right? Like, you want to pick, like, talent that gets so into it, they're giving you additional posts that weren't even, like, you know, to get technical, like, in contract, and they get so hyped about it, right?
Yep.
So that's gotta feel good. Now, I remember from being on content production side, I'm just so curious, and this is such, like, a minuscule question. So I remember everything has to feel on brand, right, on set. And Chase, you were there, and, you know, so I'm just curious, are there other elements from, like, the video spot that tie into the brand's, like, look and feel? Like, you know, it's like, a cool setting there and everything. So I'm just curious, you know, what other elements in the spot have to, like, tie into the brand?
Yeah, I think the production department and Allison did a phenomenal job. She had a comprehensive deck of production design that she fed to them, and I definitely let her speak to that. But we built a backyard scene in the middle of what was effectively a parking lot, and that was you know, a day build that they did an amazing job at. And our goal was to make that entire scene feel comfortable, back to that original brand brief, right? Like, it needed to feel like a place where not just Snoop, but anybody would want to exist. And that's, like, the whole vibe of Solo Stove is comfort, and, like, taming the elements into a way where outside feels as comfortable as inside. And that, I think, if there is, like, an overall brand motif that we were trying to convey there, that's it. That, and there's, like, Easter eggs, like, there's a Solo Stove pizza oven in the back behind him that you could see in a couple of different cuts. Like, we were able to go from, you know, a parking lot to working in all these little bonus brand notes. But of course, the main thing, the star of the show, is the rug pull joke of the stove being front and center in the set. And I think they did a really, really good job of creating, like, almost a natural product placement, where not only was the stove the entire joke, which I think lent itself very well to this, once we cut to that wide, you've got a logo staring you right at you in the face that doesn't feel forced. So that was another sort of brand touch that I think worked out really well for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. And then I noticed too, like, the lights come on, and then you see, like, the products in the back, so subtle, but it really is, like, I think mission accomplished for sure. And Allison, I have one more question, like, nerding out on this a little bit. What was that deck about, like, you know, that the production team used, you know, what was in there?
A lot of swipe, a lot of pictures of, you know, I think I'm getting ads for, like, really high-end patio furniture now, because I'm looking up, like, what would Snoop have? What would his backyard look like? We want it to be cozy and feel like Solo Stove. But, like, of course the man has, like, a nice mid-century table and, like, lights and greenery, and the deck is super, super detailed. That's just the kind of person I am. So went for it. But we heard, when did we hear, Chase? We heard that we had to shoot in a location which was actually where Snoop lived, and that was just part of the deal. So this parking lot was his own parking lot, and there wasn't a chance to move. So we had to think, like, all right, how do you make a parking lot not look like one? We had a great, great production set designer at Even Odd. They're the production company who worked on this, and we told them what we wanted. We were like, all right, some plants here, greenery, those rope lights that you see a lot, like, nothing too low end so that it feels like it's actually his yard. He's actually in there, but nothing too high end to make it feel unlike Solo Stove. So they took our swipe and ran with it. We knew we couldn't have, like, an archway or a roof, an arbor. The smoke, well, there's no smoke, but the heat goes up, like, 20 feet, which we learned on set. So it was open air, and we made him a backyard so lovely that his wife came out and said, can we keep it? She loved it.
Wow. I mean, what a rewarding experience all around. Yeah,
she runs the house from what we heard. So when, I don't remember her name, but she was lovely when she said she loved it.
They call her Boss Lady.
Boss Lady, yes. Yeah. So Boss Lady liked it. From there, I think we felt good about the shoot. We're like, all right, Boss Lady is approved. This might be okay.
We've nailed it. I'm loving all the tea from behind the scenes here.
Yes.
I would also be remiss while we're shouting people out not to name drop our director, Gioke Nasor. His vision, rolling with the punches in terms of like, we're going to shoot in a week. We're going to shoot in 2 days. Oh, it's daytime now. Oh, it's nighttime now. Oh, this is our thing. We can't go to a different location. There were so many different hurdles that we all had to jump over. And he, in terms of his bedside manner with Snoop, how he was able to create this like really curated single move. Like he brought in a crane just for this because he knew we'd need it for the day, and then made Snoop feel super comfortable to the point where we literally that thing that you see at the end of the commercial of like the marshmallow catching fire, like of course we added like some SFX to that to like add to it, but that is Snoop roasting a marshmallow for the first time in his life. Like that had never happened before. And that pure unadulterated joy was because of a vibe that was created by Gioke. And I would be remiss if I didn't give him his flowers, because a lot of what we got in terms of performance, Snoop was going to be Snoop. Mm-hmm. Snoop is always Snoop. But Gioke on the other side of the camera did a phenomenal job of setting everybody up for success.
That's amazing. So great. Allison, I love that you had a Pinterest board basically for Snoop's backyard. Can you share that with us?
Did you find that? Did you find my Pinterest? Yeah, I mean, if you literally want me to share it, I'll link you after this is over. But yeah, like my backyard is a lot different than Snoop's, so I had to do some independent research, you know. And you found the board, the jig is up.
You could affiliate link it.
Yeah, maybe for sure. Put it in the show notes.
This is a question for you both, but Allison, maybe you can start. Like, are there any learnings from this campaign that you think can be applied to other work across the agency?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot. We learned how to move really swiftly, but that's like the least interesting part, so I won't talk about that too much. But Chase and I were really fortunate to work with a team that trusted us and let us roll with this, and there were so many unknowns, and you heard there was no time, and there was a big celebrity in the mix, and we had to nail this right. We wanted to get this right for the agency. So one thing we kind of learned is when it's that important, you work really hard to get it right. But I think learnings for the team is like, if you have an idea, trust your team to roll with it. Obviously, we had great CDs on this and great partners, great account. But they let us kind of run the show, and we felt a lot of ownership, which made us really want to kill it. And we had a vision, and they let us roll. I think there's a lot of trust here at Martin, and we're so thankful for that. And I hope that this kind of shed some light on just letting creatives kind of roll with things and don't try to complicate them. I think that's really where I'm getting. Like, if you look at the first slide we threw in the deck, it was always Snoop. It was always that one shot where we pull the rug and he's not actually going smokeless. He's by a stove. And it stayed that way. And I think we got lucky, but we also had a lot of trust from the client and from where we are. And we trust each other a lot. So it was just kind of like beautiful the way it fell together.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I would echo that. You know, I think that this works only if you protect the integrity of simplicity. Mm-hmm. And in order to do that, you have to sort of make decision-making a very small funnel. And we were lucky that we were surrounded by people on the Martin side that empowered us to make the decisions that protected the idea that we sold through. And, you know, that cannot be overstated.
Yeah. I love that. And I mean, kudos to you guys for building that trust and all that. I mean, this is like the kind of campaign that creatives are like envious of, you know, like when you get this much earned media, everything falls into place, even though it might not have that day. It did eventually fall into place and came out how it was supposed to be. So congrats to you guys. I'm genuinely jealous, and I can't wait to see what you guys come out with next.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not great to hear we made people jealous. It's always lovely. So thanks for sharing that with us. And I mean, where do you go from here? We're going to try to do something, but we appreciate it.
Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. I hope everyone's listening to that. That's our boss.
Yeah. Yes. Please just hit the forward button on that.
Yeah. Rebecca has said.
Any answer to that is above our pay grade. But this is an ongoing partnership with Snoop. This is not a one and done as far as Solo Stove is concerned. But anything beyond that reality, I think, probably isn't ours to convey.
Yeah. Still got to earn that trust.
Well, we can't wait to see what's next. Thank you, Liz, for joining me as a co-host. And thank you, Alison and Chase, for joining us to chat through this campaign and giving us all the tea from behind the scenes with Snoop. And to our listeners at home, stay tuned for the next episode.
Thank you for listening to Yeah, That's Probably an Ad, part of the Adweek Podcast Network and Acast Creator Network. This podcast was produced by me, Al Manarino, executive produced by Chris Ahrens and John Heil, and edited by Lane McGivney at Boutwell Studios. You can listen and subscribe to all of Adweek's podcasts by visiting adweek.com/podcasts. Stay updated on all things Adweek Podcast Network by following us on Twitter at Adweek Podcast. And if you have a question or suggestion for the show, send us an email at podcast@adweek.com. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, are you ready to elevate your personal brand or company? Meet Viral Growth, your one-stop shop for video content and audience building. Imagine growing your brand organically on social media without the hassle of editing videos for hours. With Viral Growth, it's a breeze. They handle the brainstorming, scripting, and editing while you simply just hit record. And don't worry about your niche. They cater to everyone, from business and marketing to health and wellness. Are you ready to make waves in the social media realm? Visit viralgrowth.io and use code ADWEEK, that's ADWEEK, all lowercase, and get 10% off your plan.